Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. The Archdiocese of Boston says it may have to stop offering health insurance to its employees if the Obama administration does not relax a new rule that requires many religious employers to cover birth control in employee health plans.
In a sharply worded letter sent to parishioners this weekend, Boston Cardinal Sean O'Malley called the rule a violation of Catholic conscience. Citing the church's longstanding opposition to contraception, O'Malley wrote, "In its ruling, the administration has cast aside the First Amendment, denying to Catholics our nation's first and most fundamental freedom, that of religious liberty."
O'Malley's letter was one of many sent out to parishes across the country at the behest of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops.
And the debate cranked even higher this morning when Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius argued in USA Today that the health care policy exempts Catholic churches, thus protecting freedom of religion, but not Catholic-run institutions like hospitals or universities, institutions that may employ many non-Catholic workers.
So is this ruling on birth control and health care really an attack on religious freedom? We put the question to Father Brian Hare, Secretary for Health Care and Social Services for the Archdiocese of Boston.
Father Hare, Cardinal O'Malley's letter, I have to say, seems very impassioned and quite strongly worded to me. I mean, he writes, "We cannot simply accept this unjust law now proposed at the federal level. People of faith cannot be made second-class citizens." Is it as bad as that?
Yes, we do see this as a major issue, both in itself and in the consequences that might flow from it. There is a real concern, I think, and it's always tricky to make this argument. It's the so-called edge of the wedge argument. If this stands, what else will follow behind it? You look at the possibility that you set a precedent about church and state that could involve other issues after this, and so that's why it's seen as both important in itself and in its potential consequences.
So Cardinal O'Malley, in his letter, wrote that regarding this new directive from the Department of Health and Human Services, quote, "Unless the rule is overturned, we Catholics will be compelled and must be prepared to either violate our consciences or to drop health coverage for our employees and suffer the penalties for doing so." So what exactly is Cardinal O'Malley proposing here?
Well, I don't think he's proposing anything. The purpose of the letter is to avert a situation where there's a kind of direct clash of different agencies within the Catholic Church and the ruling from the HHS. I think the bishops and the church know that the general content of the HHS rule will be there for the country as a whole, but what one is looking at is the possibility of a religious exemption, which is granted in other areas.
But Father Hare, you'd like that exemption to include institutions such as Catholic charities and Catholic schools who may employ a number of employees who aren't necessarily Catholic themselves. So why shouldn't they have the opportunity to have health insurance that covers things like contraception?
Well, I think it's really important in this debate to distinguish between people's personal behavior and personal choices and the institutional role of institutions that are affiliated to the church and therefore, from the point of view of the church, are a kind of direct expression of the ministry of the church. What's at stake here is that Catholic institutions will have to provide the funding, in part, for these services. And so those institutions then are going to be, on the one hand, teaching on certain issues that they feel they're morally wrong and yet finding that they need to pay for them.
Father Hare, I'm curious. There is a Centers for Disease Control survey that showed that 98% of Catholic women already use some form of birth control. That's Catholic women, 98% of them. So knowing that, why is the church taking such a hard line here, given that so many Catholics themselves already use contraception?
That is a number that's, I think, generally accepted. Knowing that is to know that contraception has been a huge debate in the Catholic Church at the level of both theory, teaching, and practice. That still is a different question than you're asking an institution of the Church to provide resources for a practice that it has disagreement with. I think that is precisely the point. The institutional issue is what rages the religious freedom issue.
Well, if I may then, finally, on this institutional question and the theology that's driving what Cardinal O'Malley has written in his letter, what's the greater moral ill here? Providing health insurance that includes coverage for contraception, or in the event that the Church would have to withdraw all health insurance coverage entirely, perhaps having a huge impact on the well-being of all its employees by not having insurance at all?
Well, first of all, the Church is committed to providing health insurance to its employees, and the Church's position publicly has been in support of health insurance for all the citizens of the country. We're not interested in not providing health care to our employees. At the same time, I think there is an issue here where you do get a direct conflict between a publicly, deeply held principle in a religious organization and a federal mandate that is headed for collision. And you're involving not only individuals who work, but you're involving the kind of services that this religious community offers in the American social scene, which is fairly large.
Father Brian Hare, thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Brian Hare is the Secretary of Healthcare and Social Services for the Archdiocese of Boston. You can read Cardinal Sean O'Malley's letter in full at our website, radioboston.org.
And stay with us. Just ahead, Vermont author and environmental activist Bill McKibben, who helped lead the opposition to the Keystone XL pipeline. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.